Today is that midway point in the season of Advent. It's known as Gaudete Sunday, and Gaudete is a Latin word for rejoice. The first Sunday of Advent, we heard from the readings that Jesus is coming again. We're living right now in that second Advent, waiting in hope for his return in glory. Last week, John the Baptist cried out from the Jordan River to all of us to repent, turn away from sin, and believe. And that's what we do each day in the second Advent of our lives. And the first reading, our responsorial psalm, and our second reading today call us to rejoice, be glad, shout for joy. The gospel tells us to prepare for the one that John the Baptist felt too unworthy to untie his sandal straps, to be living a life of service, of generosity, and honesty, and goodness. With the coming of the Messiah, he is the cause for us to rejoice. He is the reason that we should be glad. And with shouts of joy, we should raise in voices to the heavens, because our salvation is close at hand. The coming of the Messiah will lift the weight of sin and give us a new day of life. I love Christmas. I think I heard your pastor likes Christmas. I just wish you would put up a few decorations to get into that spirit. Isn't it something that probably since right after Thanksgiving, many of us have been preparing for just one day out of the year, December 25th. We decorate our houses inside and out. We put up a tree with ornaments that span our lifetime. We wear festive sweaters and ties and even socks. We send out cards and newsletters about what we've done this past summer to family and friends, wishing them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Since November 1st, one of the radio stations I listen to has been playing Christmas music. There's only certain foods that we make during this month, and then we have to wait a whole year before we taste them again. We'll gather with family and friends around food and drink and exchange gifts. And hopefully somewhere in each of our homes, there is an image of the nativity of Jesus, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, around a baby in a manger, with animals, shepherds, and kings. When God seems to be pushed out so far from our culture and society, our world, when we become cynical for what we see and hear every day, somehow this month instills in each one of us hope and joy. And while perhaps some may look at this month as just an opportunity to have fun and get presents, somewhere maybe deep down in their heart that they can't even recognize yet, it's all done because of that baby in the manger. And by his birth, life, death, and resurrection, he has broken the bonds of sin and death, and he has become the true light of the world, the true light that has not been diminished by the darkness that surrounds us, but shines ever brighter, calling us to bask in that light and to live in that light each day. No matter how dark or bleak things may be, Christ is among us. And if we constantly allow this light to shine in our own hearts and reflect that as best we can in the world around us, then every day with Jesus by our side is a Gaudete Sunday day, a day of rejoicing, a day that we can rejoice that God's life has made a difference to our lives, and because of that, our lives are making a difference to others. As we finish these last weeks of Advent, may we look toward that light and keep this as our focus in all that we do through the rest of the month.